Support for Small Wonders on Siouxland Public Media comes from the Daniels Osborne Law Firm in the Ho-Chunk Center in downtown Sioux City, serving needs of clients in real estate transactions, business formation and guidance, and personal estate planning. More information is available on Facebook or at danielsosborne.com.
The Guernsey Tracks. They're sweet these days as long as they stay in their banks. When and if they flood, they're a pain. And most do come spring unless they're dammed up somewhere and browbeaten into behaving. Outside of swelling up after some gully washer, rivers are little more than a sweet feature of our landscape, home to ducks and geese and life itself, for deer and coons and a whole gallery of neighboring wildlife. You can pump them out and sprinkle what you get over the parched land, but that's it. Rivers are just, well, rivers. We notice them only when they get out of line. The only reason we're here is our rivers. We've got three, or they've got us, Old Muddy, the Big Sioux, and the Floyd, named after the sergeant whose monument towers over us all. It's easy to forget that rivers like ours were once upon a time our interstate highways. Lewis and Clark were here after all, not in Sutherland or Fort Dodge. After the Corps of Discovery, if you were traveling a distance across country, say, you never left the river valley because the oxen and the cattle and the horses, not to mention the wife and kids, couldn't go without water. Which is why the oldest highway on record anywhere in our neighborhood is the old River Road. We'd actually forgotten entirely until some local historians found the story in an old cache of paper. Go visit War Eagle up on the hill over the confluence of the Missouri and the Big Sioux. That new marker urges us all to remember the highways once there through most of the 19th century, our own River Road, always following the water. Today, come summer, locals get out tubes and ride the Laramie and the Platte. Kids probably shoot ducks in the fall and snowmobile through the winter. Those two rivers come together near Guernsey, a town like our Holstein, unenviably blessed with the name of a cow. Cattlemen grab what they can of both rivers for center point irrigation, but like the old steel bridge just outside of town, the real life of both rivers these days is pretty much behind them. Just before the Civil War, hundreds of thousands of immigrants following the rivers left their tracks here, literally on the Oregon Trail. If you've never seen them, you should stop sometime because they'll take your breath away. The Guernsey tracks are like none other, trust me. They're worn deeply, almost like a scar in the soft sandstone. Hundreds of thousands of people knew you couldn't be haphazard about time or place if you were going to make it to Oregon or Utah or California. You needed to stay near water on a trail that would keep you from the most horrendous climbs through the Rockies. If you were going west, you stayed with the rivers and you made tracks where the others already had. The Guernsey tracks are their own kind of funnel. Everyone passed this way. The Lakota watched fearfully, then angrily, as the masses kept coming in on an endless train of Conestoga wagons and Mormon handcarts, more white people than they'd ever seen or even imagined to exist. Concerning? You bet. Concerning enough to complain? But of course. They couldn't help but see that a way of life, their way of life, was getting washed away by a flood of pale faces. But for the immigrants, making a path anywhere north or south would have been a huge gamble with death itself. And that's why the Guernsey tracks are so deep and permanent. I don't know that you could pass through the Guernsey tracks and not remember the place. The steep gashes in all that sandstone remembers everyone who once passed through. Right here beside the rivers, in stone, all that time later. It's amazing.
Rivers and roads.